It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, the weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, in a twist on the phrase, if you see something, say something, researchers at Carnegie Mellon University's Create Lab are asking if you smell something, post something. The team has expanded the Smell PGH smartphone app to include time-lapse animation based on times and locations of the smell reports. The hope is to give users a better idea of which way a plume of possible pollution is drifting. Also, a new companion website, smellpgh.org, enables anyone to interact with the Smell PGH map without downloading the app. Since the Create Lab launched Smell PGH 10 months ago, the crowdsourcing app has been downloaded more than 1,300 times and has been used to report foul odors more than 4,300 times. Users can note the nature and intensity of the smell, as well as any symptoms they might be experiencing. They can also choose to receive alerts about smell reports, as well as notable changes in Pittsburgh's air quality index. The chief executive of Russia's Kaspersky Lab says he's ready to have his company's source code examined by U.S. government officials. He says it will help dispel long-lingering suspicion about his company's ties with the Kremlin. Eugene Kaspersky says he's also ready to move part of his research work to the U.S. As the company's antivirus product guru and popularity in the U.S. market, some became concerned it could funnel information back to Russia. Senior U.S. intelligence officials have suggested Congress steer clear of Kaspersky's products, and lawmakers are weighing a proposal to ban the company from the Pentagon. This week, the Tech Report looks at ways to make breathing a bit easier for those in developing countries. A team of four young local scientists came together earlier this year to try to address the shortage of oxygen in remote, poor parts of the world. Team member Wendy Jung says the issue was first brought to the attention of fellow team member James Newton.
He encountered a physician from Gabon, Africa, that told him that on some nights in those areas, she had to make the heart-wrenching decisions of which baby to live and which to die just because they don't have oxygen to supply both.
The World Health Organization says pneumonia is a leading cause of child mortality globally, and a recent study finds demand for oxygen in developing countries outstrips supply by 68%. Collecting oxygen from the air is not an overly complicated task. Air can pass through a filter that collects nitrogen, and since air is about 78% nitrogen and 21% oxygen, what comes out the other side is nearly all oxygen. But team member Shashrut Baliro says the process traditionally needs reliable electric power.
So we have three different methods we are looking at right now. One is hand crank, other is hand pump method, and other is bicycling method.
The prototype human-powered machine created by the team known as Oxygen can provide 2 liters of oxygen per minute, which is enough to keep a baby alive or help an adult with pneumonia recover. It might sound easy to just convert an electric-powered machine to mechanical power, but Jung says there is a lot to consider.
To design how to control a constant pressure flow and how to control that mechanical controlled valve that can smartly switch from one compartment to another.
And the solution has to be simple.
To allow people that without medical background will be able to use. Because we also, through research, realized that there is a heavy shortage of staffing in clinics. So that if the patient family members can use it, great. This is our goal.
Battery-operated oxygen filters usually cost more than $1,000 apiece. Oxygen hopes to make a machine that could sell for less than $200. Team leader James Newton is in Malawi, Africa, trying to assess demand and to look for partners to distribute the machines. The team is also looking for investors to help refine the product. And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA News.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.